Governor Pence often trumpets that Indiana roads are in better condition than most other places in the country. In reality, the data is mixed. In 2010, the state received a C-minus grade on roads from the American Society of Civil Engineers. That's a bit higher than the national average. The group gave the United States a D grade for roads in 2013. But a recent study commissioned by state lawmakers puts Indiana's roads in the bottom third of the country. In the city of LaPorte, Mayor Blair Milo doesn't see the quality of Indiana's roadways as something to brag about. Milo says for as long as she's been in office, road conditions have been a problem. Being just south of Lake Michigan, low temperatures and heavy snow during winter months don't bode well for the pavement in LaPorte. And after years of being neglected, the roads are crumbling.
We had a number of years that no maintenance occurred, no paving, very little crack sealing even could go on, let alone the kind of reconstruction that really needs to happen on the bulk of our roads.
It's a problem lawmakers have largely been punting on for years. They assigned some money in the 2013 budget for state and local road maintenance, but it only covered long overdue repairs. Valparaiso Republican Representative Ed Soliday is the author of a new House bill he says is years in the making. It includes a 4-cent gas tax increase, which he says amounts to about $25 more a year for the average Hoosier driver. And the measure also shifts more funds from the sales tax on gas to support infrastructure.
The sales tax on gasoline, that 7%, was paid by people who used the roads. But yet it was going to pay for all kinds of things, education, Medicaid, and actually it was building surpluses.
The House bill also includes a $1 increase on the cigarette tax, which would go towards Medicaid. That would replace funds shifted from the sales tax on gas. And it creates a matching grant program for communities around the state. Cities and counties can use a variety of new and expanded local tax options in the bill to raise funds, which the state will then match. Milo and other mayors lauded the idea.
We have to look at having different kinds of tools available to us because of the fact that tax caps significantly restrict our abilities in any kind of financial model.
Governor Pence has a plan of his own, already approved by a Senate committee. It uses about $250 million from the state's budget reserves and $250 million from bonds to fund state road and bridge maintenance. In his State of the State address this month, Pence attacked the House Republicans' bill and said he wouldn't support any plan that included a tax increase.
I think when you got money in the bank and you got the best credit rating in America, the last place you should look to pay for roads and bridges is the wallets and the pocketbooks of hardworking Hoosiers.
Soliday argues that getting the amount of money needed for roads, which he estimates to be about $1 billion a year, would require an irresponsible amount of money to be taken out of state reserves. And critics also argue that Pence's plan to use bonding as another funding tool is flawed, because the roads would be in disrepair, or at least in need of significant maintenance, before the state is able to pay off the bonds. A third plan offered by Senate Republicans aims to help local roads, working in concert with Pence's state road plan. The bill's author Brant Hirschman says it differs from the House bill in that it would include no tax increases and would only create a one-time distribution of funds.
But it is so much money that's being distributed that it will probably pay for 2 to 3 years worth of transportation funding at the local level.
Hirschman says the plan would serve as a bridge to a long-term solution, and Pence has thrown his support behind it. Back in LaPorte, Milo says to get the city's roads to an acceptable level will cost around $18 million. Under the Senate bill, the city would receive just over $600,000.
$500,000 to you and me seems like a whole lot of money. In the grand scheme of road projects, it doesn't go very far.
The amount of money cities and towns would receive under the Senate bill is based on income tax revenue, which some have posited would give wealthy communities a disproportionate amount. Zionsville, with roughly the same population as LaPorte, would receive almost 6 times more than LaPorte. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dodlin at the State House.